Welcome back. Well, Kurukulen Hyder, one of Indian literature's most famous writers, best known for her Urdu masterpiece Aag Ka Darya, died early this morning in Noida. She was 81. My colleague Radhika Borya spoke to her in 1998, shortly before her epic Aag Ka Darya was published in English.
ये इश्क नहीं आसा बस इतना समझ लीजिए एक आग का दरिया है और डूब के जाना है.
When she was 28, living in Lucknow and writing short stories, a line from one of Jigar Moradabadi's couplets caught Kavitar and Hyder's imagination. It became the title for one of her most famous works, Aag Ka Darya, which spans more than 2,500 years and reflects her fascination with the idea of India.
What is India all about? What is the problem? Why are we so full of problems? Why aren't we just pleasuring the country? Because there's too much of history. We have too much of everything, which is, some of it is excellent. But so much of excellence in one place, in one country, in one people, over a period of centuries, creates problems. It's just not a simple story, it becomes a very complicated story.
Kurukulen Hyder, or Annie Akbar, she's affectionately known, was born into a literary world in Lucknow. She was writing at a time when the progressive writers movement had begun to be the dominant literary force. But Annie Akbar was an outsider. Her protagonists were not working class heroes, they came from her own milieu.
When I started writing, I was very young. And I didn't know about all these isms and the progressive movement and so on. I was just writing. I was as a teenager. I just started writing. I was writing short stories about my own background.
You've taken this.
Annie Akbar went to Pakistan during partition and later returned to India. But it's a time she's reluctant to speak about. The pain she experienced though expresses itself permanently in several passages of Aag Ka Darya. And Annie Akbar's writing over the last 60 years reflects both the values and contradictions of the culture she grew up with.
Everything has become a cliche these days. So when I say my culture, it means the Indo-Muslim culture. And what we call the Banga Dhamni Tehzeeb, the composite culture. It's the name is Kare Jahan Daraz Hai. It's based on Iqbal's couplet by Iqbal. Baagh-e Behisht se mujhe hukm-e safar diya tha kyun? Baagh-e Behisht se mujhe hukm-e safar diya tha kyun? Kare jahan daraz hai, ab mera intezar kar. Man tells God, why did you banish me from the Garden of Eden? Why did you tell me to go? Now, I'm not going to come back in a hurry. I have a lot of things to do in the world.